to get out a little closer to you tonight because we're going into another realm. I wanted to call my employees and tell all the members to be here tonight, and the Lord wouldn't let me do it. And the reason he wouldn't let me do it is, tonight we're going to enter into a maturity class.
Yes, sir.
Yes. An apostolic and prophetic training in maturity.
Yes, sir.
How to mature in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
I think there's many places we have not gone.
Yes, sir. Amen.
All right? And so therefore, there are many places in the spirit we have not gone. There are many things we have not experienced.
Yes.
So on Wednesdays, without announcement, I'm making an announcement here. I know some at home watching me on TV seeing it. You come if you want to come.
Right.
But you who are here, y'all been faithful for a long time.
Yes, sir.
And so apostolically and prophetically, it's time to get you to be able to see something spiritually that you have not seen before.
Yes, sir.
There are deeper dimensions, you know that.
Yes.
And God has some more things he wants to reveal to you about your life.
Yes.
About move you can make in your life because of willingness and obedience. Okay, so there's some things that, for instance, I think there's three ways to go deeper. You may sit down in the spirit. Praying in the spirit, number one. The second one we're going to get on tonight, meditation.
Yes.
Meditation, very important. And then praise and worship. Personally,
right.
At home,
yes, sir.
By yourself.
Yes.
We're not talking about coming to a church setting. We're talking about anointing the productive powers that lies in, let's talk about meditation. Turn to Joshua 1:8. You're familiar with that verse. But I want you to go over that verse over and over again, because it is telling us how to have an experience that you can't have no other way.
Right.
It's, I would call it, to make it more vivid to us tonight, how to spend divine time. Yeah, your time become divine when you're in God's presence, seeking his face, nothing else, and no one else.
Uh-huh.
I just want to know what you have to say to me.
Yes.
And here, Joshua is about to take on a great commission.
Yes, sir.
And the assignment is in the spirit. So write this down. Building a lifestyle of meditation maturity and manifestation. Building a lifestyle of meditation maturity and manifestation. In other words, there are some things in the spirit you will never manifest unless you mature in meditation.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're talking about such word as intimacy in the spirit, closeness, where God know he can trust you to go deeper. Your mind is not on no foolishness. You make mistakes. We all make mistakes, but you really got your mind set on the Lord. That's why this Wednesday class is going to be a maturity class.
Yes,
I have members who are not ready for this.
Yes.
Now, as a pastor, I wouldn't say that. But see, I'm talking as an apostle and a prophet, so it don't matter to me.
Yes.
People need to know you need to do what you need to do.
Right.
You need to be where you need to be.
Yes.
And this old thing about going to church one time through the week been built in denomination. And that's why people don't put that second effort out.
Yes, sir.
To come in the midweek service. So I'm just going to go on and train you all.
Yes, sir.
At a deeper level. Some answers you've been trying to get,
yes, sir,
they're coming.
Right.
Yeah, it's you. See, because we're talking about another word we want to talk about here is the word rim. Rim, a deeper rim. Meditation take you into deeper presence of God. Take you into a deeper presence because you pause long enough for him to get by your mind and get by all the other ideas and imagination,
yes, sir,
that you can get in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes, sir.
So Joshua about to take the place of Moses, and he gave him this instruction in verse 6, said, be strong. Chapter 1, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for this people you should divide as an inheritance. I'm reading the New King James Version. The land which I sold to their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that you may observe and do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Wow. Meditation will do that for you.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I'm a meditator, but I don't meditate enough. And my wife can tell you, for 51 years, I almost stayed almost all day in the Bible. For 51 years. I'm talking about skipping all day.
Yes, sir.
We're not talking about Sunday school here now.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about dilemmas that you couldn't change.
Come on.
Wow. You're going to see how to change them.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about walking deeper than a regular Christian.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, this verse will blow you away if you understand what it means, that 8th verse. It's a powerful voice. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosper.
Yes, sir.
And then you will have good success. And then. Not before.
Until.
There are some things in this verse, some things we're going to go over, some things this voice can produce you can't handle.
Yes, sir.
Unless you're at a certain place in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
God goodness. There's some goodness that God wants to reveal.
Yes, sir.
But you got to be ready to handle it, because how can I say this, Lord? Sometimes good times make you lazy.
Come on.
You back up and hit that thing on the side of that recliner. I ain't going tonight. I ain't going next week either. I'm doing fine. Everything paid for. Hallelujah.
Come on, sir.
So building a lifestyle of meditation maturity and manifestation. Not only Joshua 1:8, but you got Psalm 1:1-3. Also, I want you to read over and over again. It's dealing with a meditator.
Yes, sir.
And I decree every one of you all tonight become a meditator.
I receive it.
Okay. It's not going to look like nothing happening at the beginning. You know, you're just sitting there looking at it. But just keep reading it over and over again, and all of a sudden, something jump out of there that you couldn't see.
Right.
Even this 8th verse here, you got 6 or 7 things you doing to cause things to happen. I'm going to give you a definition of meditation. It means to ponder. Turn over until you see. And get on the inside. Okay. Now some may say I'm an educator. Educators can't touch meditators. Others may say I'm an investigator. Can't touch a meditator.
Yes, sir.
Others may say I'm an intimidator. But you must kindly say I am a meditator. All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you have to listen, because if you miss one word, that one word may be the carrier of the insight. I'll be ministering to you about meditation, but you'll be meditating while I'm ministering.
Oh, wow.
And you'll be paying closer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Let me denote something to you right now about the Spirit of God. Problem solved.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I don't care what you're dealing with. See, you're in a class that has no respect for the devil.
Come on.
Problem solved.
You're in a class. Now, some people are not going to be able to handle this. They're going to turn you into a god. See, now you think I'm talking sacrilegious, but by revelation and insight, God wants you to be just like him.
Right. Yes, sir.
As I am, so are ye.
Yes.
All right. That's always been there before us. Now you listen, because you think you're going to hear this. And when he said it to me, I said, wow. Flooding your heart and mine with God's mouth. In other words, God is talking to me all the time.
Yes.
See, when you're a meditator, that meditation walk with you.
Yes.
Because that's when the word turn into spirit and life.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost show it to you.
Yes, sir.
See, memorization is not meditation.
Right.
See. And she says, we got a lot of scriptures in us. But have we permit the Holy Spirit to soak the insight out to us, that we can think like God, talk like God, walk like God? And he meant that's why he gave us meditation.
Right.
See, I'm going to read that one in a few minutes in Psalm 1. It's very important. But I'm going to start giving you some things that I want you to have. Flood in your mind and heart with God's mouth. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Another aspect of it is flowing from revelation to revelation. Flowing from revelation to revelation. You'll never be revelation short again in your life. In other words, everything that occur, you're going to have a revelation for it.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And I heard the word come clear in my mind. How can I put it in a sentence? You will be in a place of reception.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you're a meditator, you become a clear receptor.
Yeah.
No matter what the roaches look like.
Yeah.
They run up all side to win the seal. But you're a receptor. Roach, you ain't stopping me. I'm talking about a demonic roach.
Yeah.
Roach, you're not stopping me. I'm going from here.
Yeah.
But you got to have revelation, right?
Yes, sir.
And your revelation will come through meditation.
Yes, sir.
There's a level of revelation, enlightenment, inspiration that can only come through meditation.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Flowing from revelation to revelation. When you become a meditator, you will flow from revelation to revelation, insight to insight.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me get another one now. Fixing, I want you to get this one now. Fixing every situation with the supernatural truth. That's John 8:32. You should know the truth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Look at John 8:32. See, meditation has truth birthright.
Yes.
Meditation has truth birthright because you're spending enough time with God, giving Him His importance that He can manifest to you. Because he know you can trust you.
Yes,
so that's a lot of birthright that we have walking.
Yes, sir.
Two dove.
Yes, sir.
I want to use the other D. But I'm going to try to be nice tonight. Two dove. You know the other D is, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Fixing every situation with the supernatural truth. That's a bold statement. Now listen. Fixing every situation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
With the supernatural truth. John 8:32.
Yes, sir.
See, when you meditate, supernatural truth going to jump on you.
Yes, sir.
I've seen it all the time. I sit there and look at that voice. Wow! I said, good God Almighty. Sometimes you got to get up. You sitting down? Can't sit down.
Uh-huh.
Filling your life with God revealed plans. Turn to Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Filling your life. All right, we're out of Sunday school now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Let me say it this way, show you how valuable it is. Some things you don't need to pray about, you need to meditate about.
Oh,
my God.
Yes, sir.
I never thought those words would come out of my mouth.
Yes,
but I see so clear.
Yes, sir.
So the importance of meditation is just as important as prayer.
Yes, sir.
Whoa.
Come on.
Whoa.
Yes. That's good, sir.
Yes, that is
good.
I know you've been praying.
Mm-hmm.
But have you been meditating?
Oh, that's good.
See what I'm saying? It's important. Meditation lets you know God can't make things happen for you.
Yes, sir.
You got to make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Or Satan gonna charge God and charge Jesus for getting out of wax.
Yes.
In other words, God can't just go and do that for you if you don't position yourself.
Yes, sir.
That he can do it through you.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Right. Oh, my. Yes, is there something tonight that's not acting right?
Mm-hmm.
In this very class,
uh-huh.
You can get the answer.
Yes,
to get it right. You waiting on God to do it. God waiting on you to do it.
Yes, right.
Thank you.
So I know, look at what God said in Jeremiah 29, 11. I know him, but do you know him?
Wow.
See, wow. Meditation is God's thoughts revealed to you. See, you see what I'm saying? He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Do you know them?
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about memorizing them. I'm not talking about quoting them. Have they talked to you?
Yes.
Have they become part of your mind?
Yes, sir.
Say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Look what he won't do to you. Give you an expected end. Expected. What expected mean? Huh? What expected mean? Expected, huh?
Already done.
Expected when you flowing online, we got thousands of people online. When you flowing, so they came.
Amen.
If the people down the street didn't come.
That's right.
That's right. I lost my thought over there. What are I talking about, Ron?
Expected.
To give you an expected end. So if it's not expected, he can't give it to you. And so meditation creates expectation.
Come on. Oh, that's good.
Let me say it a little different way. Meditation creates divine expectation. Not educational. I'm not against education. Not psychological. Not mechanical. But spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that next verse, 29, 11 through 13. Give me the 12th verse. Then shall you call upon me, and what he say?
And ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
What? I will hearken unto you.
Yes.
And what's the next voice said?
And ye shall
seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
And see, you cannot search for God with all your heart without time of meditation.
Uh-huh.
See, a lot of times we try to search God with memorization.
That's right.
Chapter 5, verse 14. That don't mean nothing. You don't know nothing about it. You just know the verbs and the adjective. Did you see me in it? Did you hear my voice?
Right. Yeah.
Did you see the supernatural? Did you get in the spirit? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I said, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So when you're a meditator, what you're doing is you're filling your life with God's revealed plan.
Hallelujah.
Once you understand God revealed plan, Satan has nothing to stop you with. When insight, revelation, illumination, understanding, wisdom come out of God's word in you, Satan see you no more.
Wow.
He's dealing with God.
Yes. Yes.
That's the way the Father planned it, you see.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Pray. That's the way the Father planned it. And everybody in you got something to work on.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And I want you to go over these notes and work on it. Here's another meditative maturity thought. forgetting all impossibilities by being filled with possible.
Yes, sir.
Meditation is going to fill you with divine possibilities.
Hallelujah.
What kind of possibilities?
Divine possibilities.
Divine possibilities. Nothing impossible anymore. In Mark 9:23. There's another aspect that you can grab for you. I start giving you a point. I'm giving you these to get you ready for to be able to understand what I'm going to say later. Foreseeing the outcome, no matter how it looks now.
Yes, sir.
See, when you're meditating, God will show you how it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, you're seeing something else, and you're feeling something else, and you're hearing something else. That's your enemy.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to step above your enemy.
Right.
Say, no, you can't do that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Have your foot ever hurt and you told it, I'll soak you in grace?
Wow.
No. Y'all got water.
Come on.
Y'all still talking about water and Epsom salt and all that stuff. That's a good comparison. That's how natural thing it be. You have to trust it in the spirit.
Yes,
is just as powerful. Yes, it is powerful than all this other little stuff y'all doing.
Yes, sir.
Foreseeing the outcome no matter how it looked now. Mark 11 and 1. Is it Mark 11 and 1 or Hebrews 11 and 1? I'm not going there. Okay. Future possibilities are flowing all around you right now.
Right.
And as you begin to meditate, just read that scripture over and over again, ask questions, see what he's saying. Joshua 1:8 is powerful, and we'll finally go over it. I'm finna go down some lists here now though. If y'all don't receive this one, I'm gonna call Leroy Jr. up here so you can close out. You can meditate your life out of any situation.
Wow, I receive it. I receive it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Now, that's a matured statement. You have to understand meditation is not a visitation. Meditation is personal. Mm-hmm. You become who you meditate.
Wow.
See, now you're beyond just a visitation now.
Yes, sir.
You turn it into the person you meditate.
Wow.
What God can do for you, He'll do it through you. And you have to know that. You have to know that divine nature you're packing is actually God Himself. It's Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit. It's everything the Word has said. That nature you got, you're packing it. You're not just a church goer, but you're going. So the next time something gets wrong, stop and let the Holy Spirit give you a scripture.
Uh-huh.
And just stay with it. Say, well, what you saying here? What you mean here? And all of a sudden. I'll give you a word. Anybody got anything blocked, it's open. Twice.
Yes.
It's open. Say it. It's open.
It's open.
It's open.
It's open.
Twice.
Twice.
Wow.
Then the second aspect of it is over.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Twice.
Hallelujah.
I believe that, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I receive
yes, sir.
So you got anything in your system?
Yes, sir.
It's a block. Tonight.
Uh-huh.
It's open.
Lord, I receive that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah.
You be meditating. You meditating, and you know you're meditating. Matter of fact, I was in a sauna. You know, things get hot.
Yeah.
I got one in the back of my house in that sauna. Meditating. I heard the word, it's open. It's open.
Yes, sir.
He said, tell them anything they got closed open.
Wow. Yes, sir.
And it's over.
It's over.
And it's over.
It's over.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Turn to Psalm 77:12. Probably never read that. Because I'm about to say something that's going to bring maturity to the body of Christ. Now, class, we're working from Ephesians 4:11
yes.
through 16. Yes. Put that down. Ephesians 4:11 through 16, where the body of Christ should be. You know that in verses, right?
Yes, sir.
And we're working from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. And then I better bring it to this apostolic grace before I go any further than this. Go to Ephesians chapter 3, because we need to see this. We need to see things that if the apostle don't bring it to you,
that's right.
You ain't going to get it.
Amen.
Okay. There's apostolic grace, there's apostolic insight, there's apostolic experience, there's apostolic failure, there's apostolic success.
Uh-huh.
It all mixed up in time span where God is training the apostle to bring you deeper into the things of the Spirit.
Yes,
the enemy didn't want that, so the enemy wanted to be pastor, evangelist, and teacher.
Right.
He don't want the apostle and prophet seeing nothing. We went a long time to this church here. Now, I was probably operating in the office sometime, didn't know it. All right?
Yes, sir.
But it's time to go deep. And then don't call yourself an apostle if God didn't call your name.
Yes.
I got a lady now. I got to help her with our church. She might be looking. She called herself an apostle. She ain't never talked to me about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And When a real apostle show up, our members ain't even recognized.
Come on.
Good,
yeah, you don't want to wear no name.
Amen.
I tried to push it from me, because I ain't know what it was nowhere, the apostle. I didn't know what it was. I tried to push it from me.
Yes, sir.
And then I found out I'm going to get in trouble if I don't go ahead and do it. What I told you, son?
Three
what?
Three.
I didn't tell you?
No, sir.
One. Because I want to show you this. And this is actually attesting to the fact that an area that people needed to go in, and it took an apostle to bring them to it.
Yes, sir.
Paul says, and I remember I'm reading the New King James Version. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation, look what he's saying, of the grace of God which was given to me for you.
Yes,
see that, right?
Yes.
How that, by what? Revelation. He made known to me the mystery as I have briefly written already. That's in that New King James Version probably. By which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men. All right? As it now being revealed by the Spirit,
yes, sir,
to his holy,
yes, sir,
apostles,
right,
and prophets.
Yes,
yes, sir.
So if you cut them out, there's some things that you're not going to receive.
Right. Yes, sir.
That's over 3/4 of the church.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Have no idea of apostolic and prophetic mm-hmm. movement in the spirit. Well, you got some fake things going on, that the Gentiles shall be fellow heirs of the same body and partake of this promise through the gospel, which I became a minister according to the gift of, that is again, the grace of God
yes,
given to me by the effective working of his power. In other words, back to Ephesians 4, we're supposed to be trained to have sickness and disease ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Family problem.
Yes.
Finances.
Yes,
whatever come against us, we should know how to pray in the spirit, meditate,
yes,
and stand up.
Yes,
and continue saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you make people nervous. You're saying hallelujah. See, she don't see what she's going through. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
All right. You had Psalm, go back to Psalm 77. I'll tell you, go someplace and go somewhere else. Just go. Just follow me. Because
yes,
I'm going to make a statement. I wonder if I made this statement to you already. You can meditate your life out of any such a way.
Yes.
You wrote that down?
Yes.
You plan on doing that?
Yes, sir.
You got a few things you need to meditate now?
Yes.
Stop lying. The rest of y'all answer up.
Yes.
You can meditate your life out of any situation.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 77:12, I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds. Look what he said now. I will also meditate on all your work. I'm not going to just read it. I'm going to meditate on it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to spend time and talk of your deeds.
Yes, sir.
So a meditator is a talker.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. That's
good. Why? You got something to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beyond knowing. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not only, my brothers and sisters, as we talk about meditation, let's see. This is what I was supposed to tell you before I get his next point. This is why he told me, don't call on new classes. Don't call them. Don't write them. Don't text them. He says, the one who shows up, been showing up, that's the one who matured enough. It's what he told me. Because of your maturity and desire to serve and obey God's will in his ministry, God has decided to take you deeper
yes,
into the revelation of the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
The secret is knowing and doing the life wisdom of meditation.
Yes,
that's what everybody's talking about this class tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want you to listen up very carefully here. You can meditate your life into any success.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
No more success is out of your reach.
Hallelujah.
That's Joshua 1:8. Look at it again. You look at Joshua 1:8 again. Look at it again. That is a loaded verse.
Right.
You can meditate your life out of any situation.
Mm-hmm.
You can meditate your life into any success.
Yes, sir.
And I want to say good success.
Yes,
yes.
Sir.
Good success. And stay with it. Stay with it because in the process, he will tell you, do you really want this? Because mm-hmm. some things look like they're so glorious. When you get deep enough in the spirit, this ain't nothing. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, very important. Turn to Psalm 1. I'm telling you, turn to a lot of places tonight. Psalm 1, but each Wednesday night is going to be a matured class. You understand?
Yes, sir.
We're maturing.
Yes, sir.
You're more matured now than when we stepped in here.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to just tell you right now.
Yes, sir.
Now listen to this. There's a creative power on the inside of you that is only activated by meditation.
Yes,
Wow.
I hear the word deeper. See, in meditation, young lady, you go deeper.
Yes, sir.
You go deeper than just the surface. I'm hearing something. You go into God pregnated presence. God start having babies. When one meditates, start having babies to show you where to go. Blossoming, blooming in your life. Mm-hmm. This culture that we're in, we got to know how to meditate.
Yes, sir.
We got to know how to pray in the spirit.
Yes.
All these different gimmicks and trickery. In the church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to know how to deal with them.
Yes.
Have insight for yourself.
Yes, sir.
We don't apostle to have insight for you. I can't be here where you at. My job is to train you that you're just as strong as me when you walk off of me.
Yes, sir.
That's
good.
So there's a creative power on the inside of you or inside of me that is only activated by meditation. Turn to Psalm 1, 1, 2, 3. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. That's good.
I'm hearing the Spirit of God say this. There's an awesome answer looking for somebody in you.
Wow.
I heard that in the spirit, man.
Yes, sir.
There's an awesome answer looking for somebody in you.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Answer that can deal with any dilemma. A supernatural answer. And this psalm, blessed the man who walked not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stand path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditate day and night. Mm-hmm. And then that third verse says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he... What? Now you remember what Joshua 1:8 said, right?
Yes, sir.
Look at this thing. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. See Joshua 1:8?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yes,
you make your way prosper. Go back to the first verse of Psalm 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's the man who walked not in the counsel of God, nor sit in the sinner, sitting in the seat of the scorn. Go to the next verse. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And in his law, he do what?
Meditate.
So that Joshua 1:8, and this verse is showing us the power of meditation prosper.
Yes, sir.
Spirit. Right. You can prosper by meditating.
Because
God will show you exactly what to do.
Yes, sir.
You with me?
Yes, sir.
So there's a creative power on the inside of you that are only activated by meditation. And I just showed you, I wrote it down this way, apostolic meditation, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That sums everything up. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He already blessed us.
Yes,
but through meditation and through insight, you'll see it, you'll understand it, and you'll call for it, and it will answer you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Layers, L-A-Y-E-R-S, of revelation, manifestation, and demonstration are about to enter your life and change everything Things you may have thought can't be changed.
Wow.
Let me give it to you, again.
Yes, sir.
And you're dealing with Psalm 119, 130. Layers, as you meditate, layers of revelation, manifestation, and demonstrations are about to enter your life and change everything. Things you may have thought cannot be changed.
Thank you, Lord.
See, maturity, my brothers and sisters, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Maturity in the spirit means crossing the line.
Mm-hmm.
It means whatever academic say you can't do, whatever technology, even technology, these phones and all this different gadget we got. Thank God for them, because they help us with the gospel too. But there's a place beyond all that.
Yes.
In the spirit.
Uh-huh.
John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. What happened when you're in the spirit? I heard some things.
Yes.
I saw some things.
Yes,
I understood some things.
Yes,
I said some things.
Yes,
and I wrote some things down.
Yes.
So I was in the spirit.
Yes.
It's our position.
Yes.
And when you meditate, that time, always keep a pen with you and a pad. As a matter of fact, get your little book to keep with you all the time. And when you're praying in the spirit too, always have it where you can write it down. Because some of it going to sound stupid because, well, let me talk about myself. Because you know what I'm about to say, right?
Yeah.
Some going to sound stupid because you're stupid. But if you stay there long enough, the stupidity, they're going to leave you.
Right.
And you're going to go to the spirit instead of stupid.
Uh-huh.
So you're in the spirit, in stupid.
Yes.
So you're going to go in the spirit.
Yes.
And you leave stupid.
Yes.
Because Satan don't want you to see.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to compliment you. How bright you really are.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He wants you to think you're a dummy. You're just one of the memos there. You just,
yes,
you don't know too much. You're supposed to have this problem. No, I don't.
No.
Now, what meditation would do? I got to close. What meditation would do? Meditation, I heard this many years ago. I like it right now. Meditation will make all your problems stepping stone.
Ooh.
It will take whatever Satan trying to do in your life and cause you to grow.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Once Paul and Silas had sung and prayed and that jail door come open, they wouldn't worry about no more jail.
Yeah.
They know what to do.
Right.
See. You know how to work it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is the master partner of all meditators. He opened the thoughts of God to your understanding. Turn to Isaiah 40:31. The Holy Spirit is the master partner of all meditators. He opened the thoughts of God to your understanding.
Wow.
Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. All those things that happen to you, because things be opening up to you. Meditators, turn to Psalm 46:10. Meditators will never be quitters, for they know too much.
That's good.
So your quitting day is over.
Yes.
And your quickening days has come.
All right.
out of there. Be still and know that I'm God. See, be still, look at that. Be still and know I'm God.
Yes.
I will be exalted among the nation. I will be exalted in the earth.
Yes.
Look, you see what he's saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Why can't I say something else? I don't know how I'm going to make it. Look what God said. Be still. Be still. I want a good way to be still. Meditate.
Yes.
Be still and know that I'm God. In other words, meditate so I can reveal myself to you.
Yes.
Once I reveal myself to you, I reveal you to you.
Yes, that's good.
And the devil or the enemy will know both of us.
Uh-huh.
And our name is in charge. See, now a regular religious person, a regular Bible carrier, a regular song singer, a hand clapper, don't even understand what we're talking about here. But as you mature, as you permit the Word of God to feed your spirit and feed your soul and feed your mind, you begin to think like God.
Yes.
But one of the greatest things meditation is going to do is bring you in His presence. He's going to start talking. Now, His language, you won't understand it unless you spend enough time listening to Him talk. In other words, you got a voice. You give you a voice. You feeding on that voice. He'll talk all day out of that one voice.
Yes, sir.
He don't need no chapter.
Yes, sir.
Why? He's the master of all things.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, he is.
May meditation take the sorrow out of you.
Yes.
Feeling so sorry about everything. Meditation is putting your spiritual digestive system in position to receive and manifest the supernatural plans of God. Y'all ain't heard what I say. I'm going to go over it again. You need to hear this. Meditation is putting your spiritual digestive system. I didn't know I had a spiritual digestive system. In position to receive and manifest the supernatural plans of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. See, meditation puts you in a supernatural position.
That's good.
Because you're hearing beyond normal.
Yeah.
And you have stepped out beyond the sense realm, the psychological realm.
Yes, sir.
You're in the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
Our job is, Father, how do I get in the spirit? And then sit down and meditate the scripture. They'll take you straight in the spirit, take you in the presence of God.
Yes, sir. Come on.
My goodness. Then I heard Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13, on that meditation, putting your spiritual digestive system.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. Because I'm finna get this and I'm gonna close. Now, when I be meditating and praying, sometimes the spirits go off and say things. And I heard him say, Dada, Dada. I said, what in the world is this? Dada, Dada. I tried to spell it D-O-L-T-E-R. Dada, Dada. I'm about to alter many things in your life on purpose.
Oh.
Y'all better receive this thing.
Yes.
That many can see.
That's good.
And will come to you and ask how these things can be. That's where we come out at.
Yes.
We need to have some things happening in our lives.
Yes,
the puzzle of the world. How in the world are you doing that?
Right.
How you got over there?
Yes.
Thank you.
I witnessed a young girl and got her saved. Before I got her saved, my wife was in the car with me. Before I got her saved, And she said, oh, no, sir, I got to go, I got to go. I said, that's my son's house where you're at there. My son lived there. Mm-hmm. I said, I live in my house right over, I live right over there. Full attention.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to know, how you got over there?
Right.
But I'm about to tell you how I got over there.
Yeah.
See? And then I witnessed and I got saved.
Yeah.
Glory.
So I'm saying that God going to develop things in you all lives that people are going to be so inquisitive. I know they go to that church down there.
Yep. Yes, sir.
That's good, Apostle.
But how they did this?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this woman?
Come on.
See. So meditation. I heard you, Lord. Meditation always causes visitation.
Yes,
sir.
Every time you meditate, God gonna visit you.
Yes, sir.
And he know what you're dealing with.
Yes, sir.
And he know the solution to it.
Yes, sir.
And he gonna show you how to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lift your hand and pray to God for a few minutes. We'll get back. We'll take up back in here.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Lord.
Not many in the body of Christ can stand and say, I'm a meditator. For most do not know the real value of meditating. In meditation, you become contained in a heavenly position of the presence of God. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. All right, I'll do this, Lord. Y'all listen carefully. I would like for you to decree my meditation. Come on.
My meditation.
Plural, meditation.
Meditation.
Time has come. And there will be
fresh evidence
in my life.
In my life.
Mm-hmm. Of new territory.
Of new territory.
Transfer.
In the spirit.
Manifesting.
In my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank God. Lift your hand. Thank God. Thank God. Think about it.
Thank you.
Find your voice in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Find your voice in the morning. Meditate that voice.
Thank you so much.
It may look like something not going to happen, but it's going to happen.
Yes.
And you get, because I'm going to meditate more.
Thank you.
I don't meditate enough.
Me too, sir.
I need to meditate more. I know about it, but I need to do it. Won't you all know about it?
Yes, sir.
But we're not doing it enough.
Yes.
And you can sit down and meditate one verse and write out 10 pages.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You ever get God to talk? God likes to talk.
Yes, sir.
Then he knows something.
Yes, sir.
He got something to say.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so you... When you're a meditator, you're an activator.
Oh, yes.
You activate. Yeah, you get the spirit. You activate the spirit, you see.
Yes, sir.
And you're not going to have time to worry.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Because my God should supply. According
to
Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.